Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how to get our brand new Daily Hope Scripture Box based on the series Life's Healing Choices. It's a great way to keep God's hopeful and healing words right at your fingertips every day. You can go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called The Sharing Choice.
Now, there's a third thing God wants you to share. He wants you to share how God can bring good out of bad. And all of us have examples of this in our lives that we can share. You can look at your life and think of times how God brought good out of bad. Now, one of God's great promises in the Bible is Romans 8:28. It's one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. It's also one of the most misunderstood. So let's look at it word by word in Romans 8:28. There on your outline, this is God's promise. We know that God causes everything to work together for good, for the good of those who love God. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. Now let's look at what this says. First, what does it not say? It doesn't say, we know that everything will work out the way I want it to work out. Because that's not true. It just doesn't happen that way. Things don't always work out the way I want them to work out. It does not promise all things will have a happy ending here on earth. That's not true either. There's a lot of unhappy endings on earth. This is a broken planet. This is not heaven. So we shouldn't expect everything to have a happy ending on earth. It doesn't. What does this verse promise to us about recovery and about growth? Well, first it says, we know. In other words, we're not guessing. We're not hoping. We're not wishing. We're not desiring. We know for certain. This is a fact of life. We can be confident. We can be absolutely certain. We know this for a certainty that we can stake our lives on it. And what do we know? We know that God causes. What does that mean? It means your life is not an accident. There's no such thing as random chance. There's no such thing as bad luck. There is a grand design behind everything. Grand designers all behind it. Our lives are not a result of fate. Our lives are not a result of chance. Our lives are not a result of accident. You are not an accident. God had a plan and purpose for your life long before you were even born. And there is a grand design. Now, we make mistakes, but God never makes mistakes. And everything that happens in life happens because of choices, not chance. Choices that God has made, choices that I have made, and choices that you have made. It's not chance. It's a choice. And we know, we're certain, that God is the grand designer. He causes, notice, all things, everything. Now, what is included in all things? My mistakes? Yes. Are your sins included in all things? Yes. Are the sins of others included in it? Yes. Are your genetics and your DNA included in that? Yes. Are all of the circumstances throughout history included in that? Yes. Are all of the bad decisions that other people make and I make? Yes. All includes all things. Does that include miscarriage? Yes. Does that include divorce? Yes. Does that include failure? Yes. God says, I fit it all into the plan. There's no part that doesn't fit into the plan. I fit it all into the plan. We know that God causes all things. Now, if we just stop there, that would make God the author of evil. God is not the author of evil. No, nothing that is evil in the world was caused by God. So what is he saying here? Look at the rest of the verse. We know that God causes all things to work together for good. Now notice, that verse does not say all things are good. They're not. There's a lot of bad in the world. There's a lot of evil in the world. If you don't believe in evil, you just travel with me around the world. I'll show you the face of evil straight up in your face. There's a lot of bad evil. When little children are stolen from their parents and sold into sex trafficking, that's evil. And when leaders, world leaders, take money and store it in Swiss account banks while their people starve to death, that's evil. When people betray each other, that's evil. When people torture each other, that's evil. There is real evil in the world. So not all things are good in the world. Cancer is bad. Molestation is bad. There's a lot of bad in the world. But it says there, God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God. Now, not separately, but together. There are a lot of things that don't taste good on their own, but you mix them together, they taste good. I've used this illustration before, but I like it, so I'm going to tell it again. When my wife makes a cake, she takes all these individual ingredients and she works them together. Now, if I go down to the kitchen and I watch her and I start getting a little anxious and I eat any of the individual ingredients, they taste bitter. I don't just naturally go into the kitchen and take a handful of Crisco and eat it. Doesn't taste good. I don't go in and automatically open up the refrigerator, take out a couple of raw eggs and suck them down. Doesn't taste good. I don't even take a swig of vanilla straight. Doesn't taste good. I don't take a flour and eat it by itself. It's dry. It's tasteless. I certainly don't take a spoonful of salt and eat it. And I wouldn't even take a cup of sugar and just eat it by itself. It wouldn't taste good. But when Kay works them all together, shoot, you don't even have to cook it. I'll eat the batter. Okay? Don't even cook it. Just give me that cake batter and I'll just start. Now, when it's worked together, individual bitter elements actually come to taste good. Never by themselves. There are things in your life that you've experienced that were flat out bitter and they left a bad taste in your mouth. And they weren't good. They were bad. But God says, you know what? I'm bigger than the bad. And I can work it all together and I can make a cake out of it. And it'll be delicious. And your life will be delicious. And your life will be something you take to a party. And all of those bitter elements put together, I will work them together for good. Can God really bring good out of bad? Oh, yes, he can. How about the crucifixion? The death of his son, that was bad. They tortured him, they spit on him, they beat him, and then they hung him as a shameless criminal. Did God bring any good out of that? Oh yeah, just the salvation of the world. God specializes in bringing good out of bad. Now friends, this verse, this promise is not for everybody. We know that God causes everything to work together for good for those who love God. This is not a promise to everybody. It's only for those who are giving God the pieces and say, God, I love you. I take the pieces of my broken life and put them back together. If you're not following Christ, if you don't love God, if you haven't given him every piece of your life, all things are not working together for good in your life. In fact, they're working together for bad. God owes you nothing. He owes you zip. If you're going your own way, he made you and he gives you the choice to love him back and follow his way or go your own way and turn your life into a living hell. He doesn't owe you anything. This is the Burger King theology. What is Burger King theology? God gives you the choice. He says to you, have it your way. have it your way. God's not going to force you to love him, to follow him, to obey him. He says, have it your way. And he lets you have it your way. But if you're going to have it your way, you're stuck with the consequences of it. And one day you're going to stand before God when you die, and God is going to say, okay, obviously you didn't love me, so have it your way for the rest of eternity. You didn't want me in your life here on earth. Why would you want me in your life for eternity? Be separated from me for eternity. Have it your way. You can't say, well, I want to have it my way on earth, but I want to have it God's way in eternity. That's illogical. It's stupid. It's irrational. God says, okay, I give you the choice. Have it your way on earth. But if so, you're going to have it your way for eternity, which means you didn't want me on earth. You don't want me in eternity. Be separated from me for eternity. Because you were made to last forever. And you're going to last forever either with God or without him. Now God says, I want to work all these things for good in your life. One of the great examples of this is the line of Jesus Christ in the Bible. You know, when you read the Bible, probably the most boring part of the Bible are the genealogy list. Have you ever read those things? Man, that'll put you to sleep. It's a great cure for insomnia. Okay? If you're having a hard time going to sleep, just open the Bible and find one of those passages where it gives the list of the genealogies. Start reading that. You'll go to sleep real quick. Okay? It's about the most boring, dry stuff. This guy's father was this, and his son was this, and his son was this, and his son was this. And you're going, what does this mean? Well, there's actually significance for this because one of the proofs that Jesus was the Messiah was that he would come through the genealogy, through the line of King David. And so those genealogies were important in tracing. It's just one of the many, many proofs of who the Messiah would be. But it's an interesting thing. In the genealogy of Jesus recorded in the Bible, it is the only genealogy that has women listed in it. You see, in Hebrew culture, in Jewish culture, in fact, in almost every culture, genealogical lines are traced through the father. And so they say, this guy's son was this person, and his son was this person, and his son was this person, and his son. And women in ancient genealogies were never mentioned, which makes Jesus' genealogy so unique because four women are mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus, in the line of heritage. It's very significant. And when you look at those stories, every one of those four women had a very painful story to tell. The four women in Jesus' genealogies are a woman named Tamar in the Old Testament, a woman named Rahab, a woman named Ruth, and a woman named Bathsheba. These are the four women that are mentioned in the line of the Messiah, of the Savior of the world. Every one of these women had a hurt, hang-up, and habit. Tamar was a mess. She was seduced by a relative. She had two different husbands, and they were both total jerks. If you go back and read the story of Tamar, it's quite explicit. It's a highly sexual scandal in this woman's life. She was not well reputation because of what happened in her life. Big sexual scandal in Tamar's life. Rahab, by the way, was a prostitute. But she did the right thing in helping some godly men, and she's in the list, Rahab. Ruth wasn't even Jewish. She was a Moabite who illegally married a Jewish man because the Jews were forbidden to marry non-Jews. So her marriage wasn't even legally recognized because she married and broke the Jewish law by marrying a Jewish man. She wasn't even Jewish herself. Bathsheba had an affair with King David, and he had her husband murdered. Not exactly stellar stories. The point is, God chose those four women to be mothers in the line that would deliver us the Savior of the world. God weaves even our mistakes and even our disappointments and even our hurts and even our sins into his plan. Now, as your pastor who loves you, I want you to follow me on this for a minute. I want you to think of the biggest mistake in your life right now that you've ever committed. Think of the biggest mistake. Think of the biggest disappointment in your life that you've experienced. Think of the biggest sin that you have committed in your life that you're most ashamed of. Think of the biggest hurt in your life. And realize this, that even before you were born, God already knew those things were going to happen in your life. And He developed a plan in advance that would bring good out of that. What a God. What a God. What a God who would already know in advance my rebellion, my sin, my stupidity, my mistakes, and the mistakes of other people, and the sins that were done against me, and the sins that were done by me. And God says, you know what? I know it even before it's going to happen, so I'm going to develop a plan and fit it into the plan and bring good out of it. What a God. That is the kind of God we worship. And that's why we can be optimistic and realistic at the same time. As followers of Jesus Christ, we don't deny our mistakes. We don't hide them in the closet. We don't pretend it didn't happen. We don't pretend we never screwed up. We don't pretend other people didn't hurt us. We're open about our feelings and our faults and our failures and our frustrations and our fears. We just go, we're trophies of grace. That in spite of all that, God still loves me, and God does not have a plan B for your life. You're not on plan B. You're still on plan A. Part of it was for you to be here today.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, you know, no matter what challenges come your way, you can fill your life with hope and healing when you immerse yourself in God's Word. That's why we're so excited to tell you about the brand new Life's Healing Choices Scripture Box. This unique resource will inspire and encourage you with God's Word as you learn to trust in His promises through every high and low. Filled with 52 artfully designed and inspiring scripture cards, this high-quality vegan leather box looks so great, and you'll also be adding a bit of flair to your living space. The Life's Healing Choices Scripture Box will get you on the path to a more Christ-centered life as you fill your mind and heart with His Word. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own Life's Healing Choices Scripture Box. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 right now to request this great resource. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so much. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you, and let me just read one for you today. It's from a woman named Lauren. She says, Pastor Rick, every day when I'm doing my routine tasks or I'm commuting to work, I'm listening to the Daily Hope podcast online. I listen and I re-listen and I re-listen again to all the messages, knowing the value that they've had on my life. Rick, these messages have transformed my heart from a bitter, hardened, distrustful place toward not only people but God, to being in a place where I now have joy daily. I've got a joy that is not possible without God. And not only has my life been transformed, I've seen my family's life transformed.
Rick, it is through all of that God has done and continues to do in this broadcast and through your life and ministry that my family has been transformed. I am excited to say that I'm now a donor to your podcast, starting with this paycheck. I've been so blessed by all you've given to us as listeners that I'm now blessed to give back. God bless you, Lauren. Well, Lauren, by the way, Lauren, if you were my daughter, you'd be Lauren Warren. Thanks for the encouragement. I'm so glad to hear how God is working in your family. And by the way, thank you for your contribution. It allows us to take this good news to other Laurens around the world and other people around the world. Your prayers and support matter. Thank you for listening. And by the way, everybody, God bless you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.